You are listening to Pigs in a Podcast, the official K-Pig podcast, featuring interviews with your favorite new and not-so-new pig artists.
K-Pig Radio and K-Pig.com, rambling more with you on this Thursday afternoon. In the Pigsty Studios, we have James McMurtry and Betty Sue, and they're performing this evening up at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz. Say good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good to see you.
You coming through?
Yeah,
there?
Great to be here.
Okay. And you're starting to swing through the western states?
Well, we started in Santa Fe last week. Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Phoenix, and then a day off to get to L.A. We played the Troubadour Tuesday night, and then Siren in Morro Bay last night.
And who will be on stage with you tonight?
We'll have Darren Hess on the drums and Cornbread on the bass and Tim Holt on a couple of instruments that he plays.
Cornbread, just a single name there?
Yes, yeah, he goes by Cornbread. We don't tell anybody his real name.
Well, how about you playing something here on the Pigsty Studios?
I can do that, I think. Haven't done this one in a while. Don't expect no favors, nothing in return. Tell all your cross-eyed neighbors that it's none of their concern. Open the shades, Melinda, let in the outside air. I'm deep in doubt and I can't get out, and it must be dark in there. I wanna walk with you in the morning mist, though I should be home by now. And there must be some way out of this. I was thinking you'd know how, and my judgment may be shaky, and my shoes are soaking through, 'cause the weeds are wet and I haven't yet made any sense of you. All the midnight angels fold their wings by dawn, and the same old wild-eyed strangers sit and watch them till they're gone. I let the night unravel, forget my vain pursuits, except to feel that gray rock gravel on your road beneath my boots. I wanna walk with you in the changing light, when the shadows twist and play, and the ghosts that kept me out all night, we can chase them all away. And the talk of those that wonder, and the talk of those that curse, let them have their thrill, they'll need it, we'll be no more for the worse. Shine your eyes upon me, whisper long and low, mindful of the longing that we evermore may know. up the ridge on past you, looking down below. You can see the stacks of Danville when the clouds don't hang so low. Should you take a mind to, won't you join me there? Open the shades, Melinda, let in the outside air.
Yes, indeed. That's James McMurtry here live at KPEG Radio. I was just thinking about your history with this radio station. And
going back a ways.
It's going on 30-plus years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm old. I'm that old.
Back when I started in 92, Candyland, it just came out.
Yeah, that was the second record, yeah.
When was the last time you've been here?
Was last year or something. Well, I don't know. I was in the studio. Yeah, Betty Sue and I dropped by last year on the way to Menlo Park. We had the gig up there at the Guild Theater.
Yeah.
And your story, Betty Sue?
Well, I grew up outside of Houston in a town called Spring, Texas, and
just where Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keene.
That's right,
also
Yep, so Lyle Lovett was, he was kind of our hometown hero. When I was in high school, there would be, you know, Julia Roberts sightings at the local Kmart or whatever. but trust me.
Pretty
you
bright,
but. You know, just been playing around in Austin and other places for a long time, and the last few years being able to come out with James has been the best. It's been my favorite.
Can you play together?
Yeah, you know, there's nothing to feed a songwriter's ego like your songwriting hero learning one of your songs to play.
It probably just runs straight to your head.
How about that?
Not much cable length.
Sorry about this. Not very exciting for those of you at home. Okay. Together back in 98 we left for warmer weather. Just got a muffle of snot-nosed tears. She knows I can't stand here. Henry's never been much of a flirt, so I never worried about him chasing skirt. Him and me's all we need. Henry's new best friend is just an ex-sucker looking for a fix for a holding brother. Me and Henry, just like Bonnie and Clyde. Mad for dead presidents taking on the slide.
Betty Sue on K-Pig Radio. We're with James McMurtry here. He's on tour supporting his most recent album, The Horses and the Hounds. Congratulations on the success of this.
Well, thank you.
You got a nomination for the live version of Canola Fields?
It wasn't a live version. I think it was a studio version.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Anyway.
And you have a... Are you taking notes when you tour around?
Taking notes.
You know, you seem to have a real handle on America.
Oh, yeah, I do get a lot of details through the windshield.
Yeah, yeah. You have a keen eye on the human condition of this country and beyond.
Well, thank you.
Let's see. So, you're going to, can you do another one here? We got time for one more.
We can do a couple more if you want. Let me borrow that Gibson. Actually, Betty Sue and I recorded a duet not too long ago. If we could do one more after this one, that'd be great.
Okay. I might have to take a quick break and come back.
That'd be cool. Yes, but since you mentioned canola fields, maybe we'll try that. Betty Sue sings real good on this one. We used to spend a lot of time driving around back and forth across Western Canada. As I say, you got to drive a long way back and forth up there because there's no gigs in the middle. And they grow this stuff, makes this chartreuse blossom. It's just amazing. And we didn't know what it was, and being U.S. citizens, we never stopped to ask either. So. One day we came to a sign that said canola processing. I was able to finish this song. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. Never knew when my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz. Second best surfer on the central coast. Had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos. And I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with. It had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost.
lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting a part of the seams. I heard you switch coasts, moved in with your sister. Doubt you'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time look like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows, brown rusted contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there.
Yeah. Real nice. That's James McMurtry and Betty Sue with the live version here in the pigsty of Canola Field. All right, Lee, you got a new song you want to debut?
Well, it's actually an old song that I recorded many years ago, but Betty Sue took a liking to it, and she's recorded it on her new record that she just recorded with Will Sexton in Memphis, Tennessee. And they were kind enough to let me play and sing on it, so it's an unusual thing here. Like this.
just a faint distant flicker from the last of the storm. Now a taste of that liquor could do me no harm. Light me a candle, light me a fire. Come sit by the window with the shade drawn. To the best of intentions and the worst of desires, leave by the cliff road in the gray dawn.
A short-handled shovel, take a long-handled hoe,
and cover my bones when the west wind blows. Smoothing our feelings, pack it down hard. I'll no more be here, but I'll never be far. I'll no more be here, but I'll never be far. Light me a candle, light me a fire. Come sit by the window with the shade. To the best of intentions and the worst of desires, leave by the Gulf Road in the gray dawn. Leave by the Gulf Road in the gray.
I must say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounded
so much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you for the music. Thank you for taking time out to stop by and say hello once again.
Well, always.
Yeah. Betty Sue, a pleasure to meet you.
So lovely to be here. Thanks.
Have a good show tonight and for the rest of the tour.
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, I'm still here. I just want to plug my son's record. My son Curtis has a new record out called The Pollen and the Rot, which has a really great lead track called Last in Line. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
All right.
Curtis McMurtry.
Check that out. Thank you so much. Carry on. We'll see you next time. And be safe out there and travel well.
As always, thanks for listening to Pigs in a Podcast, and remember you'll find the latest episodes posted weekly at kpig.com. You can also subscribe to the series for free in iTunes, and the latest episodes will be downloaded to your computer automatically. Thanks again, Piggies.